What a handsome face, oh sweetheart, you don't know my love. If I was your phone, I could hear your voice. What a tender voice, just only talk to me. How can I show my
This is Lina Live. I'm Lina Mirmont in the company of absolutely sensational artist, and the pleasure you just had experience, which will be returning with the same song during the course of our program, so don't feel deprived or cut short. I just decided to introduce my one of the greatest artists live today, performing in a jazz and classic way, the artists who are totally unique at her own rights, sincerity, and artistry. And her name is Hiromi Kanda. Hiromi is welcome. I just wanted to make sure that your artistry will be first feeling this air, and just a casual question to begin with. What do you feel made you sing and think in terms of musical flow, musical phrase? How do you make it is so naturally beautiful and so expressive?
Thank you, Elena. I am so glad I can join in a part of your wonderful program.
Well, my pleasure is mine, and I just like to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about your personal duet with the music. And I mentioned about this fantastic flowing of your motives, of your phrasing, and your emotions. What is the music, musical style? How did it come to you? What do you feel about it?
Yeah, I was born in Japan. When I was a child, I had been singing all the time and every day. And when I was 19, I won a TV audition like American Idol. And then I became a pro singer in Japan. But my dream, I want to become a singer in America. And now I live in Hawaii, and I had the opportunity recording with Honolulu Symphony, and the started my career in USA. And I love Frank Sinatra or Ray Charles' sound, and I want to become a singer like them.
Wow, that is quite an overture to your life. And I like to have this program perhaps a little bit kaleidoscopically shaped, not chronologically accurate. I like to focus on one point which you just brought up, your victory on this Japanese contest where, being only 19, you indeed became a very well-known young artist. But then you really made a courageous choice because enjoying this tremendous success, you, however, decided to step down. In fact, you stopped singing for a little while. You did not like the conceptual approach towards your talent. And as I understand, you felt that the label and your management wanted you to look sexier, to look certain way, to satisfy standard expectation. And you choose to say no. You're being extremely courageous, and you felt that this is not your style. and this is not your goal. So could you tell us a little bit, how did you feel and what kind of strength it took to make such a strong decision being so young?
Oh, when I was single in Japan, my Japanese staff want to be change style, my style, like Britney Spears. They wanted to dancing and performance for me, but I couldn't dance well, and I won't make my album for make lyrics and make sound. I need more time for make my music to making.
Okay, so you felt that indeed your shape and your vision of your own music being in total dissonance on the position of the management. And I think it is very unusual, and if you allow me just to elaborate a little bit on this, it is very unusual, and as I mentioned before, courageous step in thinking on your part being so young, because the most artists today, in fact, making and becoming so-called celebrities because they're very obedient and they're following the expectation of certain images. And they are becoming more of a tools rather than genuine artists. You became truly a genuine artist. And I wanted to ask you that after these years of not singing, what was your first song, and how did you come back to stage being a singer again?
Oh, it's maybe I like make my, for example, future, and I like my life plan, make life plan, and but it's base is my dream. Dream is become a singer in USA, and maybe take a lot of time I need it. But now my dream come true. Last year I released my first album, Hear Me in Love, and this year I released second album, Days of Yesterday. Maybe it's my dream come true.
Very much so, and we will have a touch of your dream just as we go. I like to propose and to listen to one of your performances on Hiromi in Love, the album you just mentioned. I like to share with our audience your performance of the song which called That Old Feeling. The eloquence,
thank you.
Yes, and I would say the crochet of music is so overwhelming. I have a goosebumps just talking about this, but I'm going to stop talking, and we will start listening to my very dear special guest, Hiromi Kanda.
Once again I seemed to feel that all
love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old. It's still in my heart.
And that was just truly remarkable performance of my very special guest, Hiromi Kanda, who is a singer of her own kind, who has this very unique merge of two, on the surface, independent and not terribly connected cultures, which are in between Japanese and American classics. And yet when Hiromi Kanda makes this connection in her own intuitive artistry, it becomes so natural, so logical, and I would say irresistible. Hiromi, a little bit of my apology. In the very beginning, we jumped into your dreamer, which we're to do. Absolutely. But I like to talk a little bit about this song we just heard, that old feeling, because indeed, when I was listening to that song, I had a little bit of a emotional searching. How beautifully refined Japanese woman could be so at home with American classical jazz. You did mention about your dream of performing and becoming an American singer. But can we go a little bit back to your childhood? Because somehow you were experiencing communicating with Americans. In fact, you've been, I believe, in quite lovely touch with one American family. And living in Nagasaki, you had this taste of American life. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. My parents were not rich because they worked like a painter. But my neighbor, American, they came from mainland. And they have the baby like my same age. Name was Jimmy, and we played and listened the music, American music. Maybe I felt the feeling is good. American music is inside my heart. And then I want to become a singer, or I want to sing like jazz style, because standard American standard song maybe 80 years ago or some, but those songs songs are brilliant still.
And, you know, you mm-hmm. brought my own personal memories because at the time you'd been in Nagasaki, I was in Russia. Mm-hmm. And American jazz was such a novelty. In fact, it was heavily prohibited. So mm-hmm. I indeed very thrilled that in your childhood mm-hmm. you already could have this very diversified exposure to different culture in abstract way, in a musical way, but you had it. When indeed in my own country we had to struggle to get something different, something foreign because of a political regime. Mm-hmm. But the sensation of having something different from your own culture is very strong. Mm-hmm. And I certainly still feel very fascinated by the fact that you became so harmoniously at home with an American music. And I would like to ask you, mm-hmm. did you have any kind of, as they say in this country, formal training, or it was purely your love for American song sound?
Yeah, I love a lot of music, jazz or rock and roll or country song. And of course, I love like classic, Tchaikovsky or some. I got many culture listened and watching and everything. And the art and music make me unique.
Yes, absolutely. And composers like Cole Porter, George Gershwin, Gascon, they are your friends. they are absolutely musical neighbors. And mm-hmm. I must certainly bring to the point that you got some fantastic reviews, indeed, from American publicity. For example, Christopher Loudon, Jazz Times, mm-hmm. praised you by saying that blessed with solid voice and impressive sense of time, Hiromi sings in style to suggest the smokiness of Marlon Dietrich crossed with a lilt. You do not let me even finish that, but I certainly will. Asked Gilberto, uh-huh. I'm sorry. I like to mm-hmm. add a little bit to that with my perhaps a little immodest thought. I would add that when I was listening to your mm-hmm. songs, especially your original songs, which we're going to listen in a minute, I felt touch of the Eastern European romance.
Wow.
And you know, you did mention Tchaikovsky. I would uh-huh. bring at least, you know, half a dozen of other composers. But the point is that you do reach so many different corners of international culture and international voices. And I like to get to some of your original songs. However, mm-hmm. we're not leaving your other Hiromi in Love album, which is mm-hmm. Will shift for the moment to Days of Yesterday, and then we will go back to American music. But now I like to, before we will play your original song, which one of which is called, I believe, it's called Goodnight Yesterday. I think it's one of your favorite because you like the accompaniment and the presence of Joe Semple, who is such a
great pianist.
Yes. But before that, I just wanted to ask you, you've been writing lyrics. In fact, you've been doing this after you decided to leave stage for a little while as a singer. So writing lyrics, is that something you are still doing?
Yeah, first time, melodies first. My husband, Hoguchi, made melody, and he made an arrangement, and then he gave me a demo tape. And then I listened the music a lot of time, many times, and then I make imagine in my mind. And then I make a lyrics and then singing and change the word and singing maybe 2 weeks. I finish the make lyrics.
I see. You brought your husband Yusuke Haguchi into the conversation. I did not mean to. I did not mean to leave him out. I was just about to talk to you about him after we will finish and listen to your first original song. But since you mentioned to him, I just wanted to make a fuller presentation of your. Of your original song, which I mentioned, has name Goodnight Yesterday. And after we will listen to this song, we will talk a little bit more about your creative, very productive artistic union in between you and your husband. And now I like to offer to all of us listen to your very eloquent, so sensually, beautifully done, Goodnight Yesterday. And I just wanted to make sure that we do pay attention to this dialogue, which indeed is between your voice, again, those eloquently put phrasing, and the pianist. The piano part is almost like a recitative, a supporting the voice part.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to Goodnight Yesterday in a special performance of Hiromi Kanda, who is my guest, making this program especially memorable. Welcome.
close the door on the days. Days of yesterday.
What a beautiful performance. And Hiromi, I need to tell you what I did tell you when we had our little brief conversation on the phone. I could understand every single word you said. And I could relate this to every single motive which you sang so beautifully. So I do appreciate this unity between the words and the melody. So if I understand correctly, you did write the poetry, and your husband's role was putting this all together as a melodic composition, or maybe I'm wrong. In other words, what were the stages of this song? You did mention before that it took about 2 weeks to put together. But what came first, the melody or the poetry?
What is melody? He's every time make melody. Very fast.
I see. So, but the poetry is yours. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And we haven't a child, and we just a music business or some. And I read your website, and you have a great job for kids. And would you tell me about it's good for kids?
Well, thank you for asking. First of all, what is the best thing for children is to give them this taste of music in a most informal way, and to give them the opportunity to express themselves musically or verbally. What I'm trying to do, and not to take that much time from your music and your persona, I would say that it is a symbiosis in between what they hear, what they think, what they see, and what they're expressing. And every child has his or her own convenient and most impressive natural way of self-expression. I noticed that just like a formed artist, some of us playing certain musical instruments, some of us singing, some of us acting, child already has his or her ways of expressing their own thoughts, feelings, and problems. I found that the silence is one of the most expressive character in young mind. Wow. So when I teach with my son, who is not only music director, but a much nicer person than myself, I can tell that those children are reacting extremely favorably to non-imposing and very open dialogue and very open communication in between the sound, word, and painting. So I'm incorporating visual in form of painting, either their drawings or introducing them to some great painters, or I will introduce them to the physical expression. They can dance, nothing complicated, but I will give them certain video of some kind of dancing example, or it will be certain humor, in fact, when the cartoons which they're watching, I will be corresponding to their own images. So they will draw their own pictures, for example, in a cartoon which they are watching. And the last thing I wanted to say, that I'm stretching this to a science and to some academic subjects, because children are so rich inside with their abstract connections that it is sometimes indeed quite easy to connect picture and a number. So we are learning math and some science and some physics through art and music.
Great.
Now, future, after such...
Yeah, in future, if I get an adept baby, I try the same way.
Well, it is... thank you so much for such a warm, reflective feedback. I will add to it that I always wanted to live in Hawaii because there is an ocean there. And it's extremely poetic. So if by that time, perhaps myself and my son will come closer in a geographic position, and who knows, maybe we will do something together for the young world. Yeah. But thank you.
Please come to
Hawaii
with Julian,
I will make that a little bridge to what you just kindly asked about how we are approaching a human connections, because children are certainly asking for these human connections. And I think one of the greatest aspects of your talent and your personal qualities is because you did establish various connections and express and extremely expressively and generously. If I may take a little time and I like to comment on your presentation, I have to confess that if I read something or receive something from Presta Public Relations, which is Lydia Sherwood, I already know it will be something interesting and something unusually special. And when I received your album and breathtaking records, I have to confess, I was startled and I was totally blown away, because number one, records, it's like a renaissance in musical presentation. We don't have records any longer the way we used to have and the way we used to honor. And your records, not only looking spectacularly from artistic standpoint of view, but they're done in such a well classic way. And then, of course, those albums, I do not need to tell you how beautiful you look. It's very genuine. It's extremely diversified. It shows your moments on stage. It gives me very clear idea who you are as a person, not only as a beautiful woman, but who you are as a person. And I would say that certain words of your colleagues are also very moving. For example, Joe Semple, the pianist you admired, says that it was a wonderful experience to record with Hiromi. So just browsing and then actually making my homework to prepare for the program, I was so much enriched by the fact that there is a modern artist with the best classical traditions. So I wanted to thank you very warmly before we will go to the next song for having such artistic patience and artistic diligence to express yourself in your, as they call in this country, press release. It's a little bit of a dry technical term, but you made it warm, human, and so, so noble. So I will make a link, and I like to go back to your days of yesterday, because I wanted to talk a little bit more on, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I meant to go back Hiromi in Love, because I wanted to talk a little bit more about your traditional performances of an American of an American music, and you you did sing "Someone to Watch Over Me," such a well-known such a well-known song. But you brought something in these songs which is truly who you are. So could you tell us, before we will listen to it, if you have memories, particularly recording this song, or anything which comes in mind about this song?
Oh, I love the song because I listened to Frank Sinatra's, but my approach is different because style is like a not jazz, like a little classic, but George Gershwin's sound is like a classic, and I love it.
And I totally agree with you, especially I have perhaps particularly very strong and yet soft touch to Gershwin because his piano expressions is so incredible. So on this note, I like to offer to listen to "Someone to Watch Over Me" in a performance, of course, of my wonderful guest, gentle and powerful, Hiromi Kanda.
Somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little
thank you.
that was another just most incredible performance by my guest Hiromi Kanda, who is so enchanted with the best of classical American music. Hiromi, our pleasure is all of ours.
Yeah, today Hiromi, is a yeah. special day for me.
Well, we will make sure that if indeed you feel this way, it is so special for all of us, and I hope it's a beginning. I hope that this artistic alliance, which we are finding through the airways, will have this continuation. And I must say that my dream is to be on a television to resurrect somewhat, which is getting lost in our society, something which you actually expressed, saying that in popular music today lacks the poetry and sensitivities of the classic composers. Also, the big band sound makes it so big. As I mentioned, it is my dream to bring the person like yourself on the television, so it will be totally complete picture of your stage ambience, of your artistry, which fortunately, because of such incredible photography in your presentation, I could have this nearly complete pleasure and nearly complete impression of who you are as an artist and as a singer. So I, however, need to say that the radio at the same time gives us this privilege of an imagination. So through your glorious phrasing, one certainly can imagine that you are feel so much at home on stage and shaping these well-known classical motifs. I like to ask you, how did it feel for elegant Hiromi with her own style and vision to come to Hollywood and to do recording with American musicians?
Yeah, because the good song need a good decoration. For example, like old Hollywood style dresses or some. I think gorgeous dress I need because it change personality.
Absolutely. But also, I think if I understood correctly from your biography, you actually needed to have a body of the orchestra, and you had to have this perhaps some modern facilities to record the way you wanted. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Yes.
Okay.
Because I respect musicians because they have a long time, they have lesson. Maybe they are 3 years old and starting violin or piano or some. I need musicians.
Yes, absolutely. And that makes it even that much more fascinating because even though you did work with Americans, you did still sound like yourself. And if I can make a little parallel going back to your Japanese roots, I also heard a little bit of the folk song motifs. And I tell you why I felt this way, because at once I was studying folk music, and that was, believe or not, in a connection with the journalism, because it is a bouquet of different cultures, different mentality, and I believe that the folk music can represent the genuine roots of each culture. So I came across to Japanese folk song, actually two of them. One, I believe, called The Moon of the Deserted Castle, and another one, I believe, is a Zakura. And both of them had those beautiful, free-flowing motifs with an actually touch, especially in Zakura's musical language, with a touch of Western music, with a touch of that mixture. And I am so taken by this natural mixture which you have, but not only with American music, but actually with a folk Japanese music. And I believe that harmony in your different genres is so profound because indeed all these different elements are taking place in one artist like yourself. I'd like to ask you a few questions regarding your musical and artistic association with your husband, because I believe that he created a music gate label, and your work was distributed by the Warner Music Group company.
Yeah.
So could you tell us a little bit about that?
He has a company in Hawaii, name is Music Gate, and that have a Music Gate label. It's for me. And many years ago, he had a music school in Tokyo, and maybe 3,000 people, 3,000 students graduated in his school. And he taught them American music. Yeah, and he and I, it's same dream. He loves music, Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra. It's same music he loves. And then he want to make a company or record label in USA.
And his dream came true as well.
Yeah.
And now I would imagine that since he is so well established, you do have plans for the future. What are your plans before we will try to play two more songs of yours? But I'd like to ask you, what is your future with the joint work with your husband, Yusuke Higuchi?
We're going to make more original songs and more great American standard songs or another country songs. I want to sing in maybe 20 or more. I'm going to sing in USA.
And this is so greatly needed because you are not only a reminder of a great American standard songs, but you also bringing back what is getting a little bit under the fog. I did number of artistic programs, and the theme of the experimental music is quite strong, and it is natural. We are entitled to experiment, but it should not be at the expense of the great music, of a great artistic expressions. And I think because we're in this digital technology, which should be more of a convenience rather than artistic language, I think because of those thoughts I mentioned, your presence and your goal is so, so noble. I like to bring to our ears and souls your another original song, which called Twilight's Tears.
Sad song.
I felt so moved by this dialogue between flute and French horn. And then your voice joined that. I almost felt like in a miniature opera. when I was listening to that song. I really did. I'd like to bring the song, and then perhaps you will give us your comments. This is a Twilight's Tears, a song by Hiromi Kanda and her husband, Yusuke Haguchi. Hiromi Kanda just performed Twilight's Tears. Again, Hiromi.
Yeah, thank you.
Just so beautifully done in
Alianza. Arrangement by Matt Katinga. He is a genius.
Yes.
Conductor and composer in USA.
Yes. And certainly, you felt at home between the melody and the words, but also ornamentation and some harmony in between the role of each instrument. Mm-hmm. Again, is something which only great classical composers had, knew how to use it, and felt it with an instinct. Can I ask you a personal question? How long did it take to record this piece?
For orchestra, 4 days. And my vocal recording for 1 week. And 1 week on last year, June. And then I back to L.A. again September, and maybe 4 days, maybe total is 10 days I recorded for my vocal. And mixing, Al Schmidt. Al Schmidt has won 20 Grammy Award, over 20 over. He is a great engineer.
It is so, so
LA.
Impressive.
Yeah.
I feel a bit of frustration. To be truthful, I feel a lot of frustration because I have so many other questions to ask you. Uh-huh. And we just had a taste, quite a flavorful degustation menu of your music. But there is... just a huge world of music which we did not hear simply because the limitations of time. And I do hope that we will be able to continue. I certainly had a dilemma how to conclude our program, either with I Love Paris at the same time, because we didn't hear completely your dreamer, I came to this conclusion that perhaps to create this arch in between the beginning and the end, we will continue and we'll finish with a dreamer. Mm-hmm. And then I Left Paris perhaps will be our next program. Of course, I wanted to talk a little bit more about your parents, your childhood. I certainly wanted to talk a little bit about your vision of philosophy and music, because you're such an inspiring artist. Also, you are very honest, and you're so true to yourself. My last question before we will conclude our program, listening to Dreamer, I'd like to ask you, what is your hope and what is your vision in terms of your personal opening in the different genres of music? Besides devotion to American music, what other genres do you feel you can be comfortable in? What type of music do you think you will be able to perform in the near future?
I love any songs because my choose song is a little bit difficult. The song I love it's low and high includes songs or more perfect approach for music songs or but for example country or classic. For example, Ave Maria or some, I like any songs I want to sing.
Wonderful. Then I'm going to take a promise, even wow. if you don't want to give it to me. The next time we will hear Ave Maria.
Oh, great.
All right. And
you like?
I absolutely love Ave Maria, and I will be very modest, and I will tell you that my son's transcription of it in a piano achieved this 2 points. He's able to bring piano as a vocal, total vocal independent part with an accompaniment which is a true imitation of the orchestra. So as a result, it's a very full and very expressive composition.
Wow.
So coming back to you, I certainly looking forward to more of an expansion to every genre because it looks that you can open any door you like.
Wow.
And I will sneak just a very quick question. Do you think that you are going to start to do a new album, or for now you're just in a compositional stage?
I have schedule in Hawaii in December 12th, and I have a live show in Halekulani Hotel. And next year, I have a schedule in L.A., Catalina. And now, just my schedule. But my dream, next year, I want back to L.A. With work with Al Schmidt and Matt Kattinger. And I want to make a third album.
recording. And that it is absolutely fantastic. I need to make sure that I will have enough time for your Dreamer song. But before that, could you tell us a website of yours and where we all can get your recordings, your albums?
Oh, it's my website, hiromikanda.com. Yeah, but I have no schedule in there.
That's all right, but it's just a point of a contact. It's a point to perhaps to send you an email or some kind of a communication.
Oh, great. And, yeah.
You know,
that was some, yeah?
Yes, that is important. And, of course, I hope to be in a closer touch between myself and yourself.
Wow.
And on this note, I would thank you so much for participation in the world music. I wanted to thank you for being so open and so incredibly devoted to your own musical standards, to your own musical expressions.
Wow, and, thank you so much. You're so great, Elena. I'm so glad. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, my pleasure. And just to add to this, there are many singers in the world, but there are only very few who carry presence in artistic and human values. And you're one of them. So I wanted to thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And to see you again, yeah?
And yes, I'm going to conclude. I'm so glad that at least we can start to play your song, Dreamer, which is part of the album Days of Yesterday. And this is an original song by my very dear special, highly individual guest, Hiromi Kanda. Hiromi, until soon, with the airwaves of the Dreamer.
Your mirror,
I could see your face.
What a handsome face,
oh sweetheart, you don't know my love.
If I was your phone, I could hear your voice.
What a tender voice, just only talk to me.
How can I show my love?
My heart.
How can I piece of the time.
Just for you.
Look at me.
That was Lena Live with my spectacular ending with this fantastic artist, Hiromi, who really nourished our soul with the music, her artistry, and these sparkling emotions. Until next time, this is Lena Live. I'm Lena Mirmont with my warmest wishes to all. And think about those sounds which are speak to each of us in a different ways. Thank you.